Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Business is fascinating. It's a whole bunch of activities put together. Probably my English teacher wouldn't like that, a whole bunch. It's many, many components that are put together to help you become successful. There is no one thing that makes you completely successful, and there is no one thing that will completely take your business down. But we have to remember that there is a component here that we have to have the best possible people. And sports teams do it. What about it's your business? Have you ever thought about how sports teams operate? If you're in baseball and your hitting average goes down or you're fielding, you have too many errors, you are gone. You are replaced. In football, if you're 1 second slower, if you miss the tackle, if you fumble the ball, without hesitation, you are gone. And in this time of market caps and big salaries, we even see people who are very successful, who've been on the team for a long period of time, just cut. No thought about it. You're not performing. You're not doing what needs to be done. You are out of here. Now, maybe some another team picks them up. Maybe not. And it's kind of cruel. You know, I know they make millions of dollars, but their playing time, the number of years that they can play for many players is very short. You know, you look at the team that's your favorite team and look at the roster from today to last year to the year before to the year before, and you'll see the turnover. Because they want to win the championship. They will just ruthlessly get rid of you. Now, we do not want to do that in business. We want to take the human factor into play. These are people that we know. We want to be compassionate. But so many times, we wait and wait and wait for someone to be successful. We coach them. We tell them what to do. They don't progress. And we just go on and on and on with it. There has to be a time where you say, I am concerned about the well-being of my business. I'm concerned about the well-being of all the people that work for me. I'm concerned about the well-being of myself and my vendors. And you are not doing the job, so let me give you the opportunity to go find another one. You know, we're not precise enough in what we expect from employees. And when we're not precise enough and we don't lay it out and get them to understand what's expected, then how in the world can they know what to do? And we have to be realistic in those expectations. What we're expecting, can it really be done? Is it really possible? Can any human person do it? If our expectations are not real, then we have got a problem. We've got to rethink our expectations. Or on the other hand, if we don't have enough expectations, if we aren't setting goals for the people that work for us, if we're not getting them to understand, if we're not getting them to improve, and that's what it's about. It's no matter how long they've been there, you need to instill upon your people that they need to improve their skill set. That improves the business, that makes more revenue for the business, and that puts them in a position of getting a raise. You know, this thing about entitlement, you know, I'm just here so I get a trophy, and I did a radio show on this just days ago where James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers had his two young sons take back two trophies they were given just for participating. Son, you don't get trophies for participating. You get trophies for winning. You get trophies for excellence. He was going to be a good father and teach his children values right from the beginning. So many people that work for us think that raises come just because they've been there. I've been here X period of time. I deserve a raise. Well, what have you done to help the company make more money to give you a raise? So if we don't give them goals and we don't lay it out for them, how in the world do they know what's expected of them? So always be thinking about how do I improve my company? How do I improve my process? How do I improve my marketing materials? And here comes the big one. How do I improve myself? How do I get myself in a position of absolutely learning more, understanding more, being a better manager, being a better boss, being better at everything that I do? And I need to recognize my weaknesses so I can work on them. You don't have to work on your strengths. You have to maintain them, but you have to work on your weaknesses. And you're doing with the same thing with your people. We do not want to get rid of people. We want to encourage people to do better. So let's think about it. Let's be improving all the time. Let's do what the sports teams do, except not quite as brutal, with more compassion, because these are human people that have families and have feelings, and we want to see if we can bring them along. And if we do that, and we're working at it every single day and working at improving ourselves and our company, we don't have to ask if we're going to make a profit, because we are. And this is Howard LeWinter. I enjoy hearing about your improvement, and I'll be looking forward to talking business with you tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.